views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Wednesday, December the 28th, 2016. And usually we have today is being Wednesday, we would have Wise Wednesday. But Brother Davis and Sister Davis are out of range today. So we're going to pick up the show today. And Wise Wednesday will probably return next Wednesday. And truly, truly appreciate you all supporting Wise Wednesdays and supporting Tando Radio Show and supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. But before we do that, of course, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to Black Talk Radio, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you'll see on the website, you'll see the green donation icon that's going to be on the far right margin. You can hit that, or you can hit the crowdfunding digital black media that's right next to the home button. And definitely, definitely support Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important that we do that so that we can continue to have this network and continue to give the information and everything that you find that is so appropriate and necessary in today's world so that people that we have yet not named will also have that opportunity. Also, go to www.btrcommunity.com, and that once again, that's www.btrcommunity.com, and that is the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for all of your social media activities. You don't have to go to the mainstream or the commercial or the corporate places for your social media needs. You could do that right there at BTR Community. And you don't have to worry about someone selling your identity to any bidders. So definitely, you can do that for $24 a year. $24 a year is well worth. And then you can actually promote yourself, your business, events that you know that are happening or things that you think should be highlighted or give exposure to the things that you think are important. You can do that and all of your regular social media operations and engagements and activities that you do in other places such as FedBook, which some people call Facebook, but you know why, and all of the stuff that's coming out about it and its overall. They never give you anything that's for free. Never ever think that that's the thing. And only someone that would think that one, and I would definitely say, is someone that is very naive as to how things really work in the world. And they choose to do that because they didn't have to pay any cash, so they thought that they have, but haven't. But they actually have paid so much more, and even in the form of cash by way of different advertisings and everything else. Nothing is for free, ladies and gentlemen. So, BTR Community is a place where you could do it in a more secure fashion. And not only that, it's actually been set up for your demographics, for you, and for people like you. So definitely be part of it, much, much better. And believe me, you won't be anywhere nearly as adversely affected by being a part of BTR community as you will with FedBook, because everything you post there is used against you. And think about that. So definitely you could do that. Also, if you would like to transfer your cash, your coupons that you get paid in, the wages of a slave is debt, the debt payment that you're given, which is they pay, give you that because you're considered a slave to the economy. You should definitely, what I always say is that a king's wage is gold, a ladies and a gentleman's wage is silver. You can actually save as a king or save as a lady and a gentleman by going to prosperitymint.com. That's ProsperityMint.com. And you can see what's in inventory there. And before you engage in acquiring any of the precious metals there, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. wolf6pack1@gmail.com to make sure that you're going to be getting exactly what it is that you, and just so that you will be buying in a correct fashion, and to make sure that you understand the overall buying process. So definitely do that. Okay? So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. We're going to do, let me just cue everything up because we got kind of behind on some things today. And if you would just oblige me one second. What we're going to do today is that we're going to continue from yesterday's show, and what we're going to do is we're going to have part two. Oh, sorry. But we're going to have part two from yesterday's show, and yesterday's show is the conscious plague. We're going to have part two of that today. So, and the whole thing was yesterday's show was the first part of it was Designed to Conquer, A Glimpse at the Conscious Plague. That was yesterday's show, and today is going to be Designed to Conquer, A Glimpse at the Conscious Plague Part 2. We're going to continue where we left off, and that's what today's show is going to be all about. So with that being said, before we jump into today's show, let's jump into what's in the news. So let me just cue this up, and then we'll jump into what's in the news and jump right into today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to be a part of the show, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, meaning it's better when two people are exchanging thoughts and ideas and questions and answer rather than just hearing from one person. If you would like to, if you have a question or comment from anything from yesterday or just anything in general, don't hesitate. From anything that's what's in the news or anything that you would like to talk about, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then what you would do is hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up and so that you can have your question or comment made. No. So looking forward to hearing from you as always. So let's jump into what's in the news. Let's check out some of the things that were posted. First article came from Reuters. Global diamond business roiled as cash crunch hits India stone cutting. The global diamond industry is facing disruptions that could stretch through the first few months. Through the first few months, including Valentine's Day in February, as a result of India's Prime Minister Modi's radical move to abolish most of the nation's cash overnight. See, now this is one of the things that's very, very important. You have to, you always hear me say it's so important for you to know the difference between currency and money. Now, diamonds. Diamonds is an investment. It is a form of money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. Excuse me, everyone. It's not the most perfect form of money. And the reason being is because of its intrinsic value is much different. You can do some things with diamonds that are very, very have real intrinsic value, but diamonds are not the most perfect form of money. There's a couple of reasons why diamonds aren't, but if you can actually have some diamonds, it's better to have diamonds in some instances, but we make a lot of to-do about diamonds because of their overall gleam and glitter in the fraud that the De Beers family, which is a part of the Oppenheimer family, which is a part of the some of the controlling families that actually have lied about the things. One of the things about diamonds is diamonds are not rare at all. They're not rare at all. The Earth actually produces diamonds. But there's also diamonds in the universe as well, but they're nowhere near as valuable as what they should be now. And the reason being is because they're manipulated to give the appearance, and this is why they have to give the emotional attachment to diamonds in the way in the way that they do. So, but they still are a form of money, but they're not the most perfect form of money. But this is what's going on in India is going to spill over to the whole world and cause a crunch on assets, real tangible assets. That's what this is all about, because what the governments want to do is they want to maintain your overall subjugation to their economic system. They want you to be the bearer of the debt. They want you to further give your energy to capture and enslave and corral your energy for their benefit. And how do you do that? You make up a bunch of falsehoods and a lies that people will actually die over to be a part of. Cream, cash rules everything around me. That's one of the most destructive mentalities that there could be, because it is a facade. It is a lie. It is actually stealing of your energy. It's enslaving you. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next one, article. This one came from, this is a UK one, express.co.uk. And this one's science warning. Messing with the genes could wipe out geniuses from the earth. And what they're doing is that new technology, which allows, medics to ensure children do not inherit diseases, could also mean the likes of Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb. And let me stop right there. That's a lie. Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb. Thomas Edison practically stole everything that he had. The dude was a thief. He was a corporate thief. So, and that's part of the history that you really should be knowing. Is, and my, one of my commentaries to this whole thing was that telling you what has been happening for a long time now. They're talking, and I'm talking about being able to splice into, to cut genes and everything. They're telling you what they can do and what they've been doing for a long time now. But with their spin, Thomas Edison was no genius. He stole the works of others, which was and still is the common practice of the system. The system, as actually that you know, has been devised by the theft of those that really have created things, but they may have created things for a different reason than what they're being used for by the corporations, by the government, and by the cults that actually are the decision makers and have the authority and have established the authorial rule of this currently, so of this paradigm. So there's this article where it goes on. It says that as the U.S. and China prepare to stage massive trials to edit the genes of cancer patients to ensure that it's not passed down in their DNA. Well, see, that's the lie that they always tell you. See, they always give you a perception of they're going to be doing one thing when they're really doing something else. One, if they're telling you that they're going to be doing this, that they've already been doing it for a very, very long time and have basically perfected it. And this is why you're starting to see many people that don't have the overall wherewithal to question. And this is going to be a part of the actually keeping people in a state where they're easily, where they can be easily controlled and manipulated. And this is going to be done by the malevolent science through chemicals and through technology, malevolent technology. So that's what's going on here. They're telling you about it. They've been having this for a very, very long time, but they're trying to put a spin on it like they want to help people with cancer. Well, cancer was devised and created by man. And by the system in which you have now called civilization is one of the advents of that is cancer. So just so you all know. So check out that article. That one came from express.co. Next article comes from, this one came from CBS News. We got to make up an acronym for them too. CBS News. Yep. Japanese Prime Minister Abe offers everlasting condolences at historical visit to Pearl Harbor. And this is going to play into today's show today. Very, very important. And my commentary on this was, once again, war is used to depopulate, curb noisy people from questioning or their general refusal to comply. That's why the governments have wars. Because, one, they want to depopulate. They want to curb noisy people from questioning or from generally refusing to comply by the standards of their letter of the law and to walk away from the spirit of the law. This is why you have wars. So in this article, it goes, putting 75 years of resentment behind them, the leaders of the United States and the corporations of the United States and the corporations of Japan came together at Pearl Harbor for a historical pilgrimage to the site where the bloodshed of the surprise attack drew America into World War II alongside celebrity figurehead President Obama and Japanese celebrity figurehead Japanese Prime Minister Abe offers condolences for the lives lost in 1941. Now, that is all a lie. There was no sneak attack, and we're going to talk about that anyway, but check out that article. All of those same sentiments are being reestablished and going to be rehashed because the timing is perfect, because they worked so well before in the past, and the people have not learned from the past. And the main thing that you need to learn from the past is to walk away from those that have created the past. We still continue to give authority, blind authority, to those individuals that mean us no good. And as I always say, blind authority is always the first step to genocide. So next article comes from BCC.com. Murder detectives sought Amazon Echo data, and this is from BC News. U.S. police investigating a murder have tussled with Amazon over access to data gathering by one of its Echo speakers. The voice-controlled device was found near a hot tub where the victim was found dead amidst the signs of a struggle. My commentary on this is, I said, the problem isn't using the device in the murder case at all. It is when the device is used against you in your daily life. This is why we think the technology is in our best interest. It never really ever has, and it never ever really will be until you determine the overall how technology is used and who has it and the capabilities of it all. They continue to awe us in different things. Wow, this is nice. I could do this. Oh, wow, this, that. Not really realizing that just because you could doesn't mean that you should. We really need to start to look at how technology is probably one of the devices in the tools that maintain the overall subjugation and enslavement in the conditions for us to be deceived into the destitute of slavery. So, and it's done by technology, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that one. And my man Scotty said, this sort of gadget is a waste of money in my opinion. If I need to turn on the heat of the AC, I will just walk up to the thermostat. If I want to hear music, I'll just pull up my playlist on the computer. And I put laugh out loud. Yep, to my man Scotty. So check out that article. Just to let you know what some of the things that are going on and what things are being used for. Next article, this one comes from Veterans Today. Hot off the presses, Britain pulled the strings behind the anti-settlement resolution 10 days ago, pretty much out of the blue. The celebrity figurehead, British Prime Minister, I don't even like saying these people's names, so I'm just going to just do that, announced that she decided to accept the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism and to integrate it into British law. And Britain, this is also in this article, Britain was one of the key components in the UN to actually call for the two states that was talked about today by Lurch Carey, and to actually sign the resolution that will actually initiate the resolution that will actually start to make way for Israel to be condemned, the corporation of Israel to be condemned for its overall practices of the past, the present, and what they plan on doing in the future. And this has been a big uproar, in my opinion. This is nothing but the overall steps to war. And once again, you'll see how this plays in today's show, because it's the same entities and at the exact same time colluding to maintain overall control and subjugation of people by war. And you'll see what I mean by this in today's show. Remember Britain, remember Japan, remember the U.S., and you'll see what I mean by that as we move in today's show. Next article comes from Reuters, U.K. EU to boast border checks on cash gold to tackle terrorism financing. Brussels, the European Commission proposed tightening controls on cash and precious metals transfer outside of the EU on Wednesday in a bid to shut down one route of funding for militant attacks on the continent. Excuse me. The move follows Monday attack on the Christmas market in Berlin, where 12 people were killed. Let me tell you, this is all the psyops of everything that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is the overall moving towards World War III that will lead to global nuclear war, won by ways of tactical nukes. And there will be a reestablishing of the statehood or the governing authority of the world, where the U.S. will lose its position and they will put into place another and say that, just like with Germany and everything else, they will say that the boogeyman and the terrorists have been defeated by the actions of these people, or they will use that to continue to further on when they are the ones actually having the acts of terror and sponsoring, funding it, supporting it, and actually orchestrating it and actually engaging in that psyops against you. These proxy wars, and every war is a war against humanity. No other way to put it. That is the truth. They don't, you know, many of us may not like to hear that and aren't ready to accept that, because we want to make sure that the system allows us to have some benefit from what they've established. Once again, everyone wants a slave. No one wants to be one. And that's what the system has actually has created, that type of mentality. As long as it's not affecting me, I don't care. I want to get mine. And lo and behold, you may think that the system is going to give you something temporary, but it will be temporary. That overall giving to you will be temporary, because what you lose in response to that is much greater. Any deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. You lose your energy. You lose your true talents and capabilities that you could have by other means. But this is what many of us choose, and the reason why we are in the predicament that we're in, because so few of us have energized a different or a alternative to where we are and find ourselves now. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S.-Taiwan exchange program comes on the heel of Trump's One China comment. This is also going to be a part of today's show as well. You'll see how this works out. U.S. defense budget for 2017 includes sections on the U.S.-Taiwan military exchange program, which China regards as interfering in its domestic affairs. And believe me, this will actually lead into the shooting war between the U.S., the U.S. and China, and all of the other world will fall in line as well. Next article came from antiwar.com. Obama to announce anti-Russian action soon. Officials say announcement could come this week, within just a few weeks left in power. The celebrity figurehead president of the Corporation of the United States is running out of time to make good on his promises of retaliation against Russia to punish them for what he and others officials say is an attempt to hack the U.S. election. And let me say, in my opinion, I think they've already done it, and they're going to continue to do it, and you're starting to see it by different acts. You think it was a coincidence that the Russian prime minister was so-called assassinated in Turkey the same day as the overall terrorist attack in Germany? And then you think that it's a coincidence that this flight 150, TU-154, the military flight of Russian personnel, was down on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, not Monday, recently, I forgot when it was actually happened. You think that all this is a coincidence? Not at all, and you'll see what I mean by that in a second. So next one, very important events that are happening today, and this was my commentary. Stand by the war. WW3, I meant to put another W there, WW3/GNW, and that stands for Global Nuclear War 1, just met another huge step. This comes from RT, Russia Today International. John Kerry, State Secretary of State, Lurch Kerry, speaks on the Middle East peace proposal. The celebrity figurehead, Secretary of the State, John Kerry, whose great-grandfather was an opium dealer and would made the Forbes wealth out of selling chemically laced opium that destroyed people, not only here in the United States and worldwide, but was specifically targeted for China, laid out the U.S. proposal. All of that was what I just wanted to let you all know to who Lurch really is. Laid out the U.S. proposal for the peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. Less than a month before Trump's administration takes office at the lowest point in U.S. and Israel relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all the plausible deniability to establish the war. Here we go. So next article. Now, this has a lot to do with the flight that I was talking about that was actually that came down from Russia. And this is from Sputnik News. And my commentary on this, what's on that recorder is critical. Maine TU-154 flight data recorder found to be sent to Moscow and to be decoded, the MOD says. The Maine flight data recorder of the Russian military plane that has been found in the Black Sea and will be delivered to Moscow for decoding, the Russian Defense Ministry said Tuesday. The Falcon small-class compact remote-operated vehicle found the main flight data recorder 1,000 meters, 1,600 meters, about 99 miles, from the shore depths of in the Black Sea. So they have that recorder. Now, my man Scotty's comment, had this been a U.S. plane, the U.S. would have been quick to screen terrorism without any proof, unwilling to let a crisis go to waste. Exactly. That's what Rahm Emanuel said while he was the press. When he was the chief of staff during the first administration with Obama, when it could be used to push their global agenda. Absolutely, Scotty. So now, here's the thing that's very, very important about this. So here we go, the next article. And this one comes from Prada R Reports. PradaRReports.com. This is the foreign publication. And I said the conditions are set. The TU 154 crash as a result of NATO covert operations. Russia's Minister of Transportation does not consider a terrorist act to be one of the versions that led to the crash of the TU-154 passenger airliner. The Russian Defense Minister in the Black Sea on December the 25th, and so it happened on Sunday. That's right. For the time being. We know that the weather was fine, the pilots were experienced, and the aircraft was technically sound. Now, there was something that was very, very important, and I'm going to pull this up real quick. How much time we got? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to this after we come out of the break, because What basically is happening is that I'm going to read this to you so you can see. This is all being set up for the war. And last, just before we, before I went on my little vacation, just when the overall announcement that the U.S., the CIA, and the administration said that Russia was involved in the hacking, they said that, and the celebrity figurehead Obama said he was going to have a response. And I said, and when I posted that, I wouldn't be surprised if something major happens before Christmas and definitely before New Year's. And we've had a multitude of major, major global events that are setting up for World War III to make sure that they jump off have happened. So we're going to take a look at that. But listen, guys, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump back to what's in the news, and then we'll jump into today's show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And then hit star, and we'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to thank you all for listening today, and anytime if you'd like to get in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We will see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. I would love to hear from you. Just make your question or your comment known, and I think that's very, very important that we do that. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, especially in as things start to make themselves more apparent, we are going to have to really rely on each other in so many different ways, because all of our conditions throughout the world is different. Our conditions within our families, our overall family conditions are different. Our communities is different. And our individual needs are different. But one thing that you definitely will know is will remain the same is that, or that we will definitely have to really establish is that we will definitely need each other. And I think that that is the best thing and the best position that we will ever really could be in, because that will garnish some real overall presence and strength, not only for ourselves, but for those that we have yet to name. Why? Because when your energy by yourself is great for you, but my energy for itself is great for me, but if we can resonate the same and have the same objectives, even if we have different methods, if our objectives are the same, if we can corral our energy together, then we can create a paradigm that benefits and have a direction that best serves us, just like the so-called establishment that is using their free will that is not in our best interest. You can have the same leverage, you can have the same momentum, you can have the same results, but by different means. If that is something that we all decide is important, and it becomes relevant. And I know from looking through history that many of us do not realize the creating capabilities that we have until we are no longer comfortable, until we are challenged in a way that is threatening to us, and until we actually say enough is absolutely enough. There are different ways to do it, but when we decide, and when I say we, and I would say all of us that resonate have we resonate the same, and we do not want to be adversely affected or subjugated outside of our own sovereignty, which we do have, which we have to, in my opinion, practice. Freedom was given to us. It's up to us to maintain it. So that is going to be very important and crucial in the future. And you are critical to all of that. So as things start to unfold in the world, at some point and at some time, I think it's going to be very powerful when we decide the outcome, the direction, the means, the methods, and the objectives that best serve us. And it doesn't have to be one that is based in fear, based in what we've been taught to be, and that is to be purveyors and carriers of the system that actually takes care of all of our, I mean, that actually threatens our overall sovereignty. The system has taught us to be agents. We have been brainwashed. We have been plagued by this conscious, there's this conscious plague that we've been infected by, that we don't even realize that we're carrying the water of the system of destruction in so many different ways. And in my opinion, it's going to take a real purging and a real deep, we have to really detoxify ourselves, not only physically, but spiritually. There's a spiritual detoxification that we must have. We must change the way we speak. We must change the energy that we create, because the way we speak has been taught to us through schools. The way we think has been taught to us through schools. The way we use our energy, execute our energy, has been taught to us through a school. The way we emotionally respond to things has been taught to us by the ways of the schools to maintain the system that we hate. So, in the future, we're really going to have to rely on each other, and even now. So I'm looking forward to our overall collaboration in moving in that direction and moving away from this falsehood and this paradigm of weakness. So, but let's get into the show. So, but if you'd like to have, if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025 to hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll definitely will bring you up. So just before we went to the commercial break, there's a couple of more stories within the news that I want to share with you. So this article Prada Reports. Let me pull this up. There's a paragraph in it that's very, very crucial. The whole thing is something that you should be reading and have an idea of how the system is being used and all of this is being set up against us all. Let me pull this article up. Having just a little problems. Let me set this up so I can get this article to come up. Okay, so I'm going to pull this article up. And in this article, it gives you an idea of the setup for what's in the works. And there is no coincidence that these things are happening now. I actually played where John Kirby from the State Department had made a statement. And in his statement, he said, as Russia continues to be a part of Syria, there will be many more planes that will be brought. Russia will lose more planes. Do you remember when I played that here on Tando Radio Show? And you said there will be many more body bags that will go back to Russia. You remember when we said, when we played that here? Now, here it is. This in this one article, down towards the bottom, and it's the last three paragraphs. Let's read what this says. And it says, if it was a terrorist act, then it comes well in line with the killing of Russian ambassador to Turkey. Now, this is the article about the plane that's posted there. It's from Prada Report, the last three paragraphs. If this was a terrorist attack, it comes well into the line of with the killing of the Russian ambassador to Turkey. It also matches John Kirby's remarks who said that Russia would be losing more planes if it was not to, it would be losing more planes if it was not going to stop operating in Syria. Goes on. Noteworthy. Disabled transponders and communication systems can be explained as follows. A French reconnaissance ship, Dupont, had entered the Black Sea on the eve of the tragedy. The ship can send a strong impulse to deactivate all electronic equipment on board the aircraft. Israeli resource to this practice against Russian planes in Syria. It was reported that the bodies of the victims of the T-154 crash were wearing life jackets. Therefore, the crew had time to warn the passengers, but not the flight controls officer. In this case, sometimes when they write in Russian is a little bit different. And this is the case. Then this is a war against NATO rather than an act of terrorism. So now, what's basically being said there is that Russia is basically saying that now that they find out that what's on this transponder, where this plane lost all of this electronics, by way of a EMP or by way of a pulse from this French reconnaissance ship that was there, they're going to consider that an act of war. So this whole thing is starting to come into line. And remember that what the celebrity figurehead Obama said, there will be consequences for them interacting in the election, when the U.S. has been doing that to everyone since they've been in the position of political power, geopolitical power. So this is going to really start to unfold in a very violent way, so that the controlling factors of the world can have the war that they want to depopulate, because there's too many people asking questions and people aren't obeying or complying and are starting to realize that they can create something outside of the system that they have that's not in their best interest. They don't want you to be free. They want you to be free by the letter of the law, not by the spirit of the law. And that is always a threat to them. So check out that article. Next article, before we get into today's show, very, very important one. And this one is going to need a show of its own, because this one is not funny, and this is all a part of what's really going on. And we talked about and said that this is going to be happening, and it's really, really starting to happen. It's not that we can see the future, because we know... only because we know that these people always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And they tell you what they're going to do before they do it by way of the past. They rehash what's worked so well before to get what they want, to meet their objective. And their objective is to maintain the overall subjugation and enslavement of humanity. That is the agenda. And how do you do that? By war. War is nothing more than distraction and deception. They deceive you to think that you're free. They deceive you to think that you have this position or that position when you don't have that position. They only allow that to happen for as long as it's going to benefit their overall objectives. And it's cyclical. They'll have one nation on top, another nation on the bottom. Then they'll raise that nation up and totally demise that other relation. They tell you that in their overall writings. They'll tell you that they'll raise up a nation. They'll raise up a new nation. They tell you what they're doing. But we just haven't put it all together. But once we stop trying to work within the system, once we stop trying to work within it by complying with it, with our energy, then we can start to see the deceptions. So, this next article is from, this came from Fox Business. Big ups to Monster. Thanks, Monster. This one came from Fox Business. CalPERS cuts pension benefits for the first time. The unthinkable just happened in Loyalton, California, a small remote city nestled in the High Sierra Nevada Mountains for the first time in its 85 years. And Sierra Nevada Mountains is also going to be a part of, in somewhat, today's show. None of this stuff is by coincidence. It's by practice of ritual. These people practice a ritual that they don't tell you about through the cult that they're really about, that they don't tell you anything about either. But they're in it. They don't hide it from you. You just never look to see it. So for the first time in its 85-year history, the California Public Employee Retirement System, CalPERS, is drastically cutting benefits for public retirees starting January 1st. Four retired city of Loyalton public employees will have their pensions cut 60%. This is huge. This one lady is going to be going from, I think it was $46,000 or somewhere in that range, $46,000 a year from her pension to $19,000 a year. We've been telling and giving you the warning that this was going to be happening. This is what happened when you sign a contract that they give you on paper that they write on. Because the thing about the contracts that they write for you is that you don't write a contract for them. They write the contract out, and this is the letter of the law that they hand you, and then you sign that letter of the law as being true in which you will comply by. And this is done by pensions. This is done in so many ways. This is the letter of the law, once again, going to smack at the appropriate time the people to enslave them even further. Yes, there were other people that got their retirements and all of that. It was working for them, but it really wasn't really working for humanity, because while it was working for them, it was exploiting other people throughout the world for them to have that overall quality of life. Now it's going to be changing where they're going to have that quality of life to leave here and go somewhere else. And it's going to reverse itself. But guess what? Nothing will change. They will raise up a new nation while destroying the one that's in their best interest to destroy. It's a foolproof plan of destruction that we need to really walk away from. So this article, this is something that you all definitely need to be made aware of. This is why you should be a part of Prosperity Mint, why you need to get off of the letter of the law and get into the spirit of the law. Because the letter of the law is always going to condemn you and destroy you and to enslave you. It's all codified. And until we understand this and realize the importance and how broad and how deep and how deceptive this whole thing, everything that you've been told and taught has been a lie if it has come from the system itself. Many of us just don't understand that the lies that we were told were systematic lies because we took an emotional attachment to different things. Remove your emotions from things and invoke your spirit. Remove your emotions from your decision making. You don't have to be emotionless, but your emotions should never dictate any decision that you make. It should be, your decisions should be based off of principles of the discerning of your spirit. So this is something that we definitely have to carry, and this is a one for a show for but on its own. We will definitely carry that. So what I want to do, so I want to get back into yesterday's part two of yesterday's show. And but before we do that, make sure you check out what happened with this pension fund, because it's not just California. It's happening in Illinois. It's happening in throughout the whole country. It's happening in Dallas. Pensions is in different major cities. The cash that they promised you was never ever there. The cash may have been there, but it was never going to give you the purchasing power of that cash because they could have created the cash. What they stole from everyone, ladies and gentlemen, they didn't steal your money. They stole something much more valuable than your money. They didn't steal your cash. They had created plenty of cash to give you. And they will give it to you. In fact, they'll make you drown on it. They'll give you so much of it. But what they did steal was your energy. All these people that are going to be adversely affected by these pension defaults, they will never be 20, 19, 15, 10 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, or 50 years old, or 35 years old ever again. That energy has been used to uphold ways and means. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. And until we understand what was real, what's the real objective here, you will never, ever, ever understand how the enemy comes. The enemy comes to steal your energy. You don't care about your cash. It's not yours in the beginning because you didn't create it. Your energy, you created. Your cash, you didn't create that. That is under the letter of the law and patents. They created it. And they created it to serve themselves. And it's working exactly the way it's perfect. It's enslaving everyone. This is a truth that is hard to bear. But until we understand it, I see you, Scotty. Until we understand it, you won't really understand what you're up against, and you will not have the appropriate response to the attack that's before you. So my man Scotty said he's got a comment. Go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, Dave. You know, when you first came on to the Black Talk Radio Network, and I would hear you say that they're stealing energy. They're not stealing money. They're stealing energy. It took me a while to grasp that concept, but I fully understand what you mean when you say that, because it took energy to generate that so-called money that was given to us as compensation for our energy. Okay.
Yes.
And another way that I see that they steal our energy all the time, let's look at not just Flint, Michigan, and the infrastructure problems up there with the water and what have you, but I've been seeing articles where this is all over the country in hundreds of cities, and as well as, you know, in the rural areas like where I live, for those who draw their water from the rivers that have been polluted. So how are they? How does that relate to the stealing of energy? In my mind, people been paying taxes for all these years, and apparently that tax money has not been invested in the infrastructure. So that's stolen energy right there, because you didn't get no benefit from that. That's all I had.
And let me just say this. You know, when Doc Hawkins had said that this is a global problem, and he had said that it's not just Flint people, and it's far worse than that. And he was absolutely right, and it's starting to bear out what Doc Hawkins was talking about. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Now, to what Scotty is saying, this is what the importance of. How were we able to pay taxes? So to speak, because you went to work, and when you went to work, they took taxes from your check. Why did you get a check? Because you were getting what? Paid for what? Your labor. What is your labor? Your labor is your energy. What is your energy? Your energy is the creation, the creative ability of your free will. Because whatever you will to do, if you will to build an ark and you pick up a hammer, it's going to take energy for you to be able to pick up that hammer and to complete and build that ark. Many of us aren't building an ark anymore. And we see people that are building an ark, we walk right past them and drive right past them and get away from them when we should be picking up a hammer. See, this is what they're really stealing, is your free will. Because your free will is actually brought into existence by the execution of your free will, by your energy. What can you do with your free will once you made that decision? Someone throws a punch, and you have the free will to duck. And you move and you duck so the punch goes by you. Someone throws a punch, and you're a boxer, you have the will to duck, but you don't have the energy response that you had before, and you don't duck in time. You get knocked out. So this is what they're really stealing. This is what they and once we understand what it is that they're really after, now we can start to see who we really are. We can never really see we can never ever conquer our adversaries until we understand who we are first. And the stealing of energy is what it's all about. See, they divert our attention by putting in things that really don't matter. This is where to actually distract you from the truth. Every war is a distraction, and war is deception. What's the deception? Most of us think that is our cash, then follow the money. No, follow the energy. And they divert our attention through the deception of creating cash, because then that's something that we can see with our emotions, not just with our eyes. Our emotions have the ability to see. Do we know that? Our emotions have ability to hear. Our emotions have ability to speak and feel and taste. And that is something that we shouldn't be relying on, because that's a part of our decision-making process. Doesn't mean that you should be emotionless. So the stealing of our energy is the key here. And when you look at it, you start to see you can start to see how they're doing that. And how they're doing it, you'll start to realize something, that they've been teaching me to be emotional my whole darn life. They've been teaching me to respond and to give up my energy to someone else my whole life. If I give my energy to someone, what am I giving? My free will. That's why you're no longer free and sovereign. Because you're not using your energy and your talents and your capability to benefit you. Being used. And it's being siphoned in a different direction. And this is why We don't see the hopeless. We see it as a hopeless struggle to where we will compromise our morality for someone else's agenda. That's when you really sell out. So this is critical, and this is huge, and it's really, really going to start to, you're going to see more of this. But if we know these things, then we won't be easily baited by their deceptions, because we know everything that they do is a lie. And the best response to it is to give no energy to it. And think about, whatever you don't give energy to, it dies. I want you to think about that for a minute. Whatever you don't give energy to, it dies. Because everything needs energy in order to continue in its path of relevance in its living existence. Without energy, there is no life. So, what I want to do real quick, Scotty, you want to say something?
No, I'll just unmute myself for the break.
Oh, I see the commercial break. Okay, sorry, my man. Thanks. All right, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into part two of the conscience plague. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we will and then hit star, and we will see you in queue, and then we will definitely bring you up so that you can make your question or comment known, and a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So what I want to do is I want to jump into part two of today's show, and I should have set everything up during the commercial break. Sorry about that, but I didn't do that, so just give me a second, and I'm going to we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, because it's very, very important into the deception of what's going to happen now. The thing about this system is that the operators in this system aren't smart, aren't wise. The only thing is that they're more determined than each and every one of us. Their flaws are so great that it won't take much of a response by the people to change everything. But we need to definitely do that, because if we don't and we continue to go on this path, it's already set out what will happen. So let's jump back into... this is James Bradley, and he's written a book called The China Mirage. And I want to show this because there's some very important nuggets in this. The history of this is so important, and it has everything to do with our community. It has everything to do with both our community, from as the human community and the Black community. And specifically the Black community. And I'm going to put all that together towards the end so that you can see why this should really matter to you, because they're foretelling and giving you clues as to what is going to be happening. And the wise heeds good instruction, while the fool learns from experience. And the bad thing about that is that one of the things that we haven't been able to do, and this is from the human experience, fools don't teach good habits, but their habits are emulated almost on sight without any instructions. While the wise, it takes a lot of energy for the wise to instruct and to give those that are wise, and it takes energy to heed good instruction. Great energy. Doesn't take much energy at all to heed the advice of the fool. And 9 times out of 10, it has an emotional, an almost immediate emotional gratitude or appreciation. So that is very dangerous, extremely, extremely dangerous. So I want to jump back into here. I'm going to pull it back a little so that we can pick up and so that you can – oops, I didn't want to go that far. So I like to pull it back a little to where we picked up. Okay, here we go. Oops, let me set this up.
In China. Henry Luce was the founder of Time Magazine. This was the first huge multimedia juggernaut. And Henry Luce was born in China, the son of missionaries. And Henry Luce did everything he possibly could to promote Chiang Kai-shek, who he promoted as America's great Christian leader. He used the great resources of his multimedia empire to promote the Christian dictator, Chiang Kai-shek. Incredibly, Henry Luce put Chiang on more Time magazine covers than he put Franklin Delano Roosevelt or Winston Churchill. By the way, the name of my book is The China Mirage. Winston Churchill called it the Grand American Illusion. He said to one of his generals, he said, "When I went to America, if I learned anything, it was the word China. China stands out in the American mind. They mention Chinese armies in the same words as the Russian, in the same sentences with the Russian armies." And over, Churchill warned his generals to beware of the grand American illusion in the American mind, the China Mirage. The number one author of the 1930s was a daughter of missionaries in China. Her name was Pearl Buck. She wrote the Good Earth. The Good Earth was the only book of the 20th century that was number one for 2 years in a row. This is beyond blockbuster. This was one of the biggest selling books ever. Now, this is very interesting. It's the 1930s. There's very few Chinese in the United States. They're huddled in their Chinatowns. It's illegal for a Chinese to come here. We don't want any Chinese living next door to us. But Pearl Buck writes a book about these lovable Chinese, and Americans fall in love with them. This is what I'm saying. We love those Chinese over in China that wanted to be like us. We loved the mist. We loved the mirage. Pearl Buck.
All right, let me stop it there real quick. Here's the importance, in my opinion. As long as the system will get you to be an agent of them, they will give you the perception that you are one of them and that you will benefit and be paid handsomely for that. If you will compromise yourself for the system, then they will give you what you so desired because they've already exceeded in you what you should be wanting and what is successful and what is a measure of success. If you're educated by their educational system and their institutions, and you have their culture, if you uphold their religious doctrine, if you uphold their standings, their overall economic and their economic and their cultural wherewithal, if you uphold their agenda, then you will be successful. And this is very, very critical because this is not only telling you about how the system operates, it shows you how the system deceives. And the deception of the system is going to come to you in a way that you would think that you're not even a part of the system. But if you play by their rules, they will always rule. They will always rule. And this Everything that you, that even from, you may think that you're fighting against it, but if you're fighting against it by the rules of engagement that they've established, then you are fighting by the rules of engagement of their dominance, by their playbook, by their agenda. This is very, very important, because in order for us to change these problems, we can't use the same consciousness that created them. We have to have a different direction. We have to have a different energy. We have to have a different goal. And we can never, ever taint ourselves by using their tools, because their tools only work for them. So let's get back to this.
Becomes a supposed expert on China. She gives speeches. One speech at the University of Virginia, she explained that Chinese and Americans are almost exactly alike. They differ in skin, but we both are from huge countries, deserts, plains. We eat many of the same grains, and you'll find that the Chinese hearts beat just like the American hearts. They want to be just like us. Pearl Buck. When the movie The Good Earth was made, they couldn't have Chinese characters because there were laws against whites touching or kissing a Chinese person on screen. So the Chinese characters were Americans in Chinese makeup. Well, what was Chiang Kai-shek's problem?
Okay, hold on one sec. Sorry. Okay, hold on. And of course, I gotta fix my my internet went out here for a second. So let me get back to this and let me fix this. But this is, you can, one of the ways that I've learned to pick up on how you can see what someone's true intentions are is you remove yourself and look at it from a from afar. Look at it from a different direction. And by looking at it from a different direction, you'll probably see the inroads that they're in, the traps that they're laying for you. And I think this is so, so important that we understand this. And if we do, then we'll be able to discern the deception even before it comes along. Because believe me, one of the tools of this system is that they will bring up, and if they can get any person to compromise their morality for their agenda, they will look just like you. They will be able to reach you. They will be able to indoctrinate you by a way that you didn't even think about, because they've been doing this for hundreds of thousands and millions of years. And you may have only remember your existence as only as now, because they so polluted and diluted the food.
David,
you have no recall of your ancient times, nor do you have ties to your ancient ancestors. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I really appreciate this clip. It goes to something we discussed on your last program, where we were talking about if you're getting your information, if your sole provider or your main source of information is American corporate news media, then you don't have, I mean, your analysis is going to be flawed because you're getting a bunch of lies and propaganda mixed in with some truth. I mean, every great liar has to incorporate, you know, nuggets of truth, or else the lies won't be believable. But what I'm hearing from this clip, like you were saying, looking in a different direction. Okay, what I'm thinking personally, I have studied history looking backwards at the role of media in everything. And that what I keep hearing in this clip that this man is talking about, the media how the media was used to shape people's perceptions, to make, like Malcolm X pointed out, the American news media make you love who they want and hate who they want. Yesterday, you know, the Germans and the Japanese were our enemies, and now today, oh, now they're our friends and our former allies are our enemies. Just with a flip of a switch with the media.
Yep.
And I mean, it is just so powerful, man, that people really, 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 really do not understand the depths of deception that the American news media is engaged in. And, you know, this even brings up the issue with the NDAA 2017, with criminalizing what? The alternative media. The alternative media, and then also ramping up their own propaganda production. So I'm just, you know, a lot of things that I learned from Malcolm about media's being just always being confirmed whenever I hear other people talk about it from their perspective.
Man, Scott, and you know what? The so powerful thing about that, who's the axis of evil? The axis of evil that Bush, that the celebrity figurehead Bush was telling you about. The axis of evil is those that don't buy the propaganda of their agenda, that don't buy their deception in their lives, that don't buy the stories that a tin can brought down 110 stories, two buildings of 110 stories, a tin can with some gas in it, some jet fuel in it, and brought down multiple... they don't buy that. And this is the enemy. This is the axis of evil. And this is why the attack on the alternative media, because the alternative media does not go through cerebrally naive network. And what they're going to do is that they're going to have, and what they're doing right now, they're putting up their own alternative media. That's why you have to be careful and be able to discern in the spirit who is and who isn't. There is a very popular alternative media figurehead that is full of, because they're doing nothing more than propagating the system.
You must be talking about Alex Jones.
Yep. So easy to see, regardless of the lies that they push. Because what they, like you said, Scotty, they'll give you some bits of some truths to catch that twinkling of the of our connection, that spark, that little spark that we have, and then it goes all right back to what we've learned from mankind. And until we break away from this, we're going to continue to be deceived. So let's get back to this. Very, very important what's about to be shared, because this is how, and why, one of the reasons why I wanted to play this is because this has everything to do with going on right now. It's rehashing itself in a very, very demonic in cultic ritual practices will be once again displayed by ways of war. So let's jump back to this.
From in the 1930s, it was that the Chinese had invaded his country, and after the rape of I want to say something I learned in this book. You know, the Japanese went into China, and we can see a lot of newsreels about the brutalities of the Japanese in China. One thing I didn't realize is that who supplied the Japanese all that military equipment, all that oil and gasoline and steel throughout the 1930s? It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The State Department said, frankly, there's no resources in China that we can't get anywhere else. It really doesn't matter if Japan takes all of China. But on the other hand, Japan was America's best industrial customer in Asia.
Did you hear what they said? Resources in China. Resources. So pay attention to that. We're going to come back to it. Here we go.
Japan was buying one half of our cotton crop, supplying silk for hosiery, and American industry made tremendous profits supplying the Japanese war machine all throughout the 1930s. Well, Chiang Kai-shek saw an opportunity here. After the rape of Nanking in 1937, Chiang and the Song family meet with their favorite sycophants, American missionaries, and they devise a plan. These missionaries go to New York, and they establish a China lobby committee in downtown Manhattan, two blocks from the New York Public Library. It's staffed by American missionaries, and it's headed by the first Washington wise man, Henry Stimson, the former Secretary of State, the genius of foreign relations in the United States in the 1930s. And they call their committee the American Committee for the Non-Participation in...
Let me stop there real quick. These people never... They always rehash the same things over and over and over again. The Secretary of State. Remember, Henry Kissinger was a national security advisor. Then he became the Secretary of State. We talked about that in the last part. There's this Secretary of State, there's Kissinger, and then there's Lurch now, and then who was the Secretary of State before that? It's Clinton. All Council of Foreign Relations members. All a part of that organization that continues to go on, that is a part of the shadow government. See, the celebrity figurehead, the people that you see put in front of you, they don't mean a darn, because they will be used and exposed and exploited to benefit the system at any appropriate time. What they do with those people is real easy. They find out what their dope is, their opium is, and they give it to them. This is why the Carey family, the Forbes family, they find out how to get them, then they're easily manipulated by blackmail. Same thing with Hillary, same thing with all the ones that you see. They get them addicted to different forms of drugs, and they're not just illicit drugs. Being pedophile and everything else. Now they're totally exploited to the system. They have to give their, they make a deal with the devil, who is not an individual, but is a spirit, a low frequency spirit. So let's get back to it.
Japanese aggression, and that's what they wanted to do. Chiang Kai-shek and the Songs founded this committee to propagandize Americans to stop supplying the Japanese. And this argument was very sophisticated, very slick brochures, speeches, radio advertising. 2 years of propagandizing the American public convinced 75% of the Americans, according to the Gallup poll, that you could cut Japan's oil with no problem. This was the argument. Americans, you should feel guilty about what you're doing. You're supplying the Japanese war machine that is not only killing the Chinese, but it's keeping China from being an Americanized, Christianized country. And if America doesn't have to go to war, America doesn't have to fight anybody, we can make just like a Gandhi move, just cut Japan's oil, and this is what will happen. The Japanese military will be humiliated, and they will retreat from China. A new China will rise, that Christianized new China. And Henry Stimson said, is there a chance that the Japanese would retaliate against us? No way. The Japanese would never do anything like that. We only look for peace. This is a peace plan, America. So they produce brochures with names like this: Shall America Stop Arming Japan? This is my favorite pamphlet: America's Share in Japan's War Guilt. Wow, look at the cover. Japanese planes dropping Japanese bombs on the Chinese, but the bombs are made from American steel, and there's gasoline in the Japanese airplanes. Hey, I'm an American. America's Share in Japan's War Guilt? I have a share in the guilt of, wow, Japanese bombs made from U.S. steel. What's going on here? Look, Uncle Sam is the armorer of Japan. Oil for the deaths of China. Boycott the aggressor. Disgraceful to do nothing. Well, Franklin Roosevelt disagreed. Roosevelt said to cut off oil to Japan would precipitate war in the Pacific. The United States will not shut off oil to Japan and thereby force her into a military expedition against Indonesia. There was no Indonesia at that time. It was called the Dutch East Indies, but I just changed the name to bring it up to date. So FDR said, hey, you cut off oil, the United States is going to have a war in the Pacific. We're going to get involved. I don't want a war in the Pacific. I have a Europe first policy. I want to help Winston Churchill confront Hitler in Europe. And to do that, I have to keep peace in the Pacific because I'm withdrawing my military resources out of the Pacific, and there will never be a war in the Pacific if I continue to supply Japan with oil. Japan was buying 80% of their oil from the United States at that point, and Roosevelt knew there would be no war if he kept that tap open because the Japanese were dependent on it. The State Department agreed with them. They said, if you cut off Japan's oil, Japan will go down to Indonesia and America will be involved in a war. Well, as I said, 75% of the American public is bamboozled into this idea that you can easily cut Japan's oil with no blowback. And now again, what they were focused on, the argument with Japan wasn't over silk or cotton or anything. It was about China. For generations, we have been dreaming about the rise of new China, Christianized, and it will happen if we just get the Japanese off the Chinese back by cutting the oil. So in July of 1941, Roosevelt is about to disappear from the United States, but he doesn't tell the public why. He's going to go up to Canada to meet Winston Churchill in what later will be called the Atlantic Conference. Churchill's at war. There's wartime secrecy. We're not at war, but Roosevelt is about to go to Canada. He's about to leave. And you'll see in the book that there were rock and roll cabinet meetings where his cabinet members were arguing with him that it's immoral to keep selling Japan oil. And Roosevelt, the brilliant politician, knew that 75% of the public was against him on this. So he makes a final appeal to the United States Americans. He stands up at Hyde Park, and Roosevelt makes a speech. And FDR says to Americans, you might ask, why are we selling Japan oil, helping Japan in what looks like an act of aggression? Well, Japan doesn't have oil of their own. If we had cut their oil off, they probably would have gone down to Indonesia a year ago, and you would have had war. Therefore, there is a method in letting oil go to Japan with the hope, and it's worked for 2 years, of keeping war out of the South Pacific. Here you have Franklin Roosevelt saying, I have kept the peace in the Pacific for 2 years. We can continue to have a peace, no war in the Pacific, but you got to keep the oil spigot open. He thinks he's made his case, and then he gets on the presidential yacht. People on shore off the coast of Connecticut see the president waving to them goodbye. He's going off on a 10-day fishing trip, but that's not the president. It's a double. The Secret Service had put Roosevelt on a destroyer and ran him up to Canada. Now, it's August of 1941. The big cat is away, and the China lobby influenced mice within Roosevelt's administration decide to play. The first wise man, Secretary of War Stimson, says Japan would never attack the United States. The number two wise man, Assistant Secretary of State Dean Acheson, says no rational Japanese would ever attack the United States. And these guys, with some other Confederates you'll see in the book, cut Japan's oil. Now, they do it 3-4 levels down from FDR. FDR, at his, you know, he's up in Canada. The Secretary of State is in West Virginia. Much of Washington is gone. It's August 1941.
Okay, everyone. Listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break.
When we come back, it's going to be the last half hour of the show. We're going to play about 10 minutes more of this, and then we'll give you what my research and what I think really was happening here, and is being replayed right now, and the outcome will be the exact same. This is why this is so important, in my opinion. Until we stop living by the letter of the law and start operating in the spirit of the law, we will continue to have the violations of the spirit. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back, and then once we end in 10 minutes, we'll open up the lines. You can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to listen to about 10 more minutes of this. It goes a little further. We'll probably have a different pick this up again, part three and part four. Because I think it's very, very important. But I only want to play 10 minutes more because we need to talk about and I need to let you know what I found in this whole thing and how this is a part, this is a figment of some of the truth. But it's much, much deeper than what's here, much, much more to it. So we're going to jump back into this for like 10 minutes more, and then we'll open up the phone lines. If you'd like to give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue so that you can have your question or make your question or make your comment known. We'd love to hear from you. So let's jump back into it. Here we go.
Air conditioning. Roosevelt's out of the country. Nobody knows where he is. You know, a lot of things came together here. And Roosevelt can see that the State Department is continuing to approve oil to Japan. But three, four levels down below those approvals, these Washington wise men, geniuses, do the moral thing, they think, and they cut Japan's oil. You know what, folks? I got a degree in East Asian studies many years ago. I didn't know till I researched this book that the President of the United States did not know for 30 days that Japan's oil had been cut. 1 month went by. Now, this isn't a small thing. The number one thing Roosevelt said would make a war in the Pacific is cutting Japan's oil. That number one thing had been done, and the President of the United States did not know for 1 month. Well, so we cut Japan's oil, and guess what? In Japan, their leader's hair was on fire. The advisors to Hirohito said, Japan is going to be an industrialized beach whale. We don't want to fight the United States, but we don't have a chance here. I mean, we don't have a choice here. We have to go strike out. No oil, no Japan. We've got to go south to Indonesia. And the plan was to hit Pearl Harbor as a sideshow. You know, some Americans think of Pearl Harbor as the invasion of the United States. It wasn't. Japan could have taken Hawaii in about 2 minutes. They didn't want to invade the United States. They just wanted to hit the Navy to stop it from interfering with their thrust for the precious oil that they had to go get now because the wise men cut the supply. So Franklin Delano Roosevelt is up in Canada singing Onward Christian Soldiers with Winston Churchill. They're making detailed plans for war across the Atlantic. They're not discussing the Pacific because Roosevelt said to Churchill, don't worry, there will be no war with Japan. on feeding them oil. They will never attack us. Roosevelt didn't know that he had been stabbed in the back by these China lobby believing administration officials who continued to propagandize that American and Chinese interests were aligned, and you can help China by cutting that Japanese.
Okay, so I'm gonna end it there. So just want to, and we're gonna open up the phone lines. If you have any questions or comments, definitely you can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, CUNQ will bring you up. Now, let me just say this about this, what you heard, the very important part of it. The U.S., and we talked about this probably in some of our first shows, where in the schools they taught you that Japan had attacked Pearl Harbor. But once again, I'm going to tell you that there's a fraternal order among the governments. They never go to war. They never sanction each other. They never cause any adverse actions against each other. They may seem to be adversarial, but behind closed doors, there is an alliance among the fraternities. There has never been one country that has ever been annihilated in war. What was annihilated in war was the individuals that happened to make up the citizenry of that country. All wars, 100% of innocent civilians are killed. None of those that declared the war ever fight it. None of those that ever created the debt ever pay it. None of those that ever write the laws ever obey it. And you see that throughout history if you would only look and question authority and question the perception of authority. Because no one was ever given authority over you that was something that you decided to give to someone else. That was a decision of your own. But here's the important part. This all played very well in the overall subjugation and enslavement of the world. They had these celebrity figureheads. One of the things that you will always know in researching this stuff is that the controlling factors fund both sides of the battlefield, the losing side and the winning side, and everything in between. So now, in this case, when we first started Tando, said that many of us have been taught that the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor, and I said, mentioned, many of you will remember if you were listening from that time, that that was not the case, because Japan actually attacked the military installation. They flew over. If you ever been in Hawaii, you would see how close the overall Pearl Harbor, you would see how close the civilian population lived to close to the harbor. And if the Japanese Navy or their bombers and their fighters wanted to attack the civilian population of the United States or of Hawaii, they would have did so because they were right there in. But what they did was they attacked the military installation. But what did the United States do? They had the most egregious weapons of mass destruction terrorist act that in this time frame of human history ever, by dropping two nuclear devices on the people that happened to live in Japan that had nothing to do with the call to attack that military installation.
Dave, I have a question.
Why? Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You know, I lived for 3 years in Hawaii. I was stationed at Schofield Barracks, and they actually attacked Schofield Barracks too, which is a military installation, and Wheeler Air Force Base, which
that's
is right
a communication spot.
Yeah, right across the street from Schofield. But I had heard sometime over the years, man, that they actually, and I'm talking about the U.S. Military, actually had forewarning of those planes, and they chose to allow them to attack.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
They had multiple they had multiple warnings of that. Actually, from that place that you, where you were stationed, was one of the last warnings, indication that they were given, and they chose to turn it off because they wanted the attack to happen. Why did they want the attack to happen? Because they knew that they had a new deal. Because remember, Manifest Destiny had begotten the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. They knew that the German scientists out of Germany had already created the ability to create an atomic weapon. And they wanted to have that, not as a way to control government, not at all. It was a way to subjugate the people of the world and to strike the greatest fear and horror against them. So this was a coerced operation of all of these governments. This is why they always have these secret meetings. Kissinger went off in the secret meeting with China. All of these secret meetings mean that they are devising the death plan for the population and how they're going to continue to control them and subjugate them. So, yes, there was plenty of forewarning. Here's what happened. The U.S. knew that they needed to, from the Bretton Woods Agreement, they needed to establish themselves globally as the new beacon of freedom, which was a facade, because the overall how everything was established here was based off of stealing and killing, manipulating in the art of war, of deception, to devise, to enslave, and to conquer a people in an area of the planet. And that's how they established this country. It was all built off of lies and deceptions. And it was waged by fear and by terror. So they needed to, and they were called upon by the handlers that actually make all the decisions for the U.S. to have its time. And this is why the Bretton Woods, 70 years ago, about the same time, 70 years ago, when this whole thing was established, which it, this is all goes together. And this is what happened. They told Japan that there was an economic policy that they wanted Japan to start to follow. And Japan said no. So what did the U.S. do? They had an embargo. And we talked about this in our, some of our first classes. They actually embargoed oil from going to Japan. You ever want to know why Fukushima is so relevant? It's because Japan is an island without resources. They have to get their energy from somewhere else in order to maintain their overall governance and enslavement of people there. One of the things that they don't tell you about that's very important, there was a large amount of gold. And this is one of the reasons why they took on the terror march and the death march through China and through the Philippines that Japan went on. And one of the things was there was a economic policy that the United States wanted Japan to adhere to. Why? Because they already knew that they would say no. Why? Because they knew fully well what was going to happen, and their job was to say no. Because you won't be harmed, but this is what we have to do to maintain the overall fraternal order against the people. We have to appear that we're enemies and that we go behind closed doors to negotiate what's best for our countrymen, when in actuality, we only do what we're told to establish the enslavement of all the world. This is why their photo ops are full of, when they have, this is why they have these actors and these people that they put before you, and they have to indoctrinate you to look at them as something more than what they are, because that is the art of manipulation. And the only way that they do that and how they do that is through movies, television, and sports and everything else. And then they have these entourages with these celebrity figurehead political people. And so there is a blind authority that everyone gives to them because of that. And whatever they say, we believe. key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. So they told Japan that they wanted them to take on this economic policy. Japan told them no. So the U.S. had embargoed them. They would not allow oil to go to that country. This is why Japan has nuclear reactors and Fukushima had the accident that it had, because it was designed to happen at this divine time. So because they don't have oil there. This is why they fight in the South Sea of China to acquire some of those islands that are there, because those islands are gas and oil rich. Resources, ladies and gentlemen, I always have said to you, when you don't control resources, whoever control resources, by way of oil, they control countries, and by way of resources, they control the people of this planet. Because if you have resources, ladies and gentlemen, what need would you have for a boss? None. There would be no clock that you would be keeping time with. The falsehood that man has put together to enslave you, known as time. But we move on. So by doing that, it was easy for Japan to tell its people, we have to do this. And to tell the rest of the world, we had to do this. And this was the key. When they went to Pearl Harbor, they just attacked the military installation, and that caused the war. They went back to Japan, and the war exploded, and everything was going on. But what did the United States do? They used that as a way to terrorize the whole world. And how did they do that? They already knew that they were going to acquire the technology, the nuclear capability, because nuclear technology was nothing new, was not put together by the Germans or the Oppenheimers. That's just what they showed you as the celebrity figureheads. Nuclear technology has been around for ages. There has been multiple nuclear wars on this planet from the ancient times. And they knew that technology was there. And they used it. And they gave you this elaborate story of they devised this bomb in the Bikini Islands and the Marshall Islands, when they used those people as guinea pigs to destroy their paradise, because they wanted to see how effective their bomb was, so that the story would all go along for they needed this bomb to beat the great Japanese Empire. They went along with this technology that's been nothing new. It's been around and been used many times before. And what did they do? They dropped two on the people that happened to live in Japan, because that's always been the intended target. When in World War I and World War II, and then the bombing campaigns, they bombed and shelled the people. In Aleppo, they're bombing and shelling the people. In the Ukraine, they're bombing and shelling the people. In the World War III, will bomb and shell the people. Those institutions of governance will always be there. Nothing will change. But what they will do is that they will cause great fear among the creators. Who are the creators? You. And this lie and deception is great. Now, what they were talking about there was critical, because Japan was actually attacking China. Why was it so important to attack China? Why was it so important to attack China? Well, China has a large population.
Oh, looks like we may have lost Dave. I'm not able to hear him.
Joining conference now.
Think that the Chinese were able to learn the mastery of mining gold in the Sierra Nevada mountains and then on the west coast of the United States. It came from people of color, black people, that were indigenous to this country. See, this is the history that they don't want you to know. But this is also a part of the truth that is with us all that we have turned the lights out on. Purposely, we've allowed the schooling to appease our emotional fulfillment. This feels good. This tastes good. This looks good. And we turned off our beacon of truth, the spirit of the law. We no longer discern spiritually. Even the overall institutions that so-called, the religious institutions that are so-called there to give you a better communication and have a better relationship with the great creator and what they call God. Well, that too, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a deception. And listen, we're going to have to get out of here. We got 5 minutes. I don't want to, but I'm going to pick this back up, and I'm going to tie this all together for you to start asking some very meaningful questions. One of the things that I definitely want you to do is don't ask questions based in emotions. Don't execute the letter of the law. Execute the spirit of the law. And it will put you in a more sincere and in sync resonating current line with the universe, the energy of life that was actually given to you all. So we got like 2 minutes. If there's any calls, definitely hurry up, jump in. And the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you have any questions or comments, we only have 2 minutes left. We got to get out of here because New Abolitionist Radio is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. So there are none. Okay, everyone. So let me make sure there are none. Yeah, we got. Go ahead, Raj. Shoot.
Hey, greetings. I just wanted to touch on you discussing the nuclear wars from ancient times, and if the people will look up dodecahedrons. And you can put ancient India and ancient Egypt, you'll find that they've had glass found in ancient Egypt with the dodecahedrons infused into the glass, which is basically a byproduct of a nuclear explosion. And there are priests in ancient Egypt that used to get initiated into that science, but it was considered highly, highly secretive because they knew that with it could come the destruction of the world. So it was something that was kept very, very secret, and it was something that they never really got into heavily for that reason. They understood that science and that technology a very long time ago, and that goes to ancient India. Thank you. That was it. And great program.
My man. Yes, exactly it. That's one of the byproducts of the nuclear detonation is that sand turns to glass. So, and you can see that glass is all over the world. And Roz is absolutely right. So, all right, everyone, just want to say much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give a fortune. We'll talk to you soon. Great Creator willing. Peace.